Jim, first off, it's got to be a really exciting year for the PGA. I mean, I know they all are because people play golf every year, but any year that's a Ryder Cup year and things like that, I'm sure is exciting for the PGA of America.
Yeah, no question, Rory. We're excited on a lot of fronts. We're excited because the numbers, rounds of golf, are getting better. Our members' compensation is getting better. And as you said, on the televised front, championships, PGA Championship in May is going to be at Harding Park, a public facility for the second year in a row. And we have not had the PGA Championship in California in 25 years. So we're excited to go back to the West Coast. And as you said, our Women's KPM Championship is at historic Aronimink Golf Club in Philadelphia, another great market and historic club. And then our year will culminate with the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits, which we're really excited because the championships that we've had at Whistling Straits in the past have all been record-breaking. But also to go to a public facility back, it's a lot of what we're about, promoting the game, public access and getting people into it. And as you well know, the sports fans in Wisconsin support their teams and their players and their fan favorites like no other. And having a favorite son like Steve Stricker as the captain, I think it's just a perfect scenario. I know our players are dying to make the team. When you have people like Phil Mickelson talk about his one goal for this year is to make the Ryder Cup team, and you hear people talk about how they're setting their schedules for the majors and to make the Ryder Cup team. We know the players are all behind it. We saw their passion recently at the President's Cup and what those kind of mean for not only playing for their teammates, but playing for their country and the pride of their own tours. It's going to be a pretty special year, and it's going to be a phenomenal Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits.
Well, I know sports in Wisconsin has been incredible. The Packers had a great run. The Milwaukee Bucks are doing really great. They could be in the NBA Finals. And, of course, the Brewers have gotten better. So I'm sure the PGA is figuring that maybe we can just carry on that wave of great sports activity in the state of Wisconsin by the time September rolls around.
Yeah, no,
you're going home to Kohler.
Well, no question. I'll put a plug in for my friend Paul Chris, too. You know, Wisconsin Badgers had a great football season as well, too. Grew up with Paul back in the 70s and early 80s. So, just can't be more proud of the work that he's doing there. But you're right. Right now, all the sports teams in Wisconsin, at least the vast majority, are having huge success. The fans are taking advantage of that, obviously, the way that they support them. And it's just going to be, I think, almost like the cherry on top to have the Ryder Cup, which is really not only golf's premier event, but has now really become one of the premier sports events in the world. We couldn't be more excited to bring that event to Whistling Straits. Couldn't be more excited to partner with the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin PGA, Wisconsin State Golf Association, all the great work that they've been doing over the years. But to bring that all together for the premier golf event in the world, it's going to be pretty special.
And what can you tell us? What is there any update yet as you build your new facilities in Frisco, Texas?
Yeah, our new headquarters is moving to Frisco, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, and they're already moving dirt on the golf courses. Gil Hans is doing one of the golf courses, and Bo Welling is doing the other. So it's going to be a phenomenal facility, partnered with the town of Frisco, but also with Omni, our hotel partner. So it'll be over 500-plus room hotel, full convention center, all the amenities of a resort, the two phenomenal golf courses that Gil and Bo are building, along with a putting course, along with a nine-hole short course, along with an unbelievable practice and teaching facility. We'll move our headquarters and education center from Florida to Frisco, as well as the North Texas PGA section that are going to move their headquarters there. So we'll partner with them, but all of our junior programs, player development programs, that community will take great advantage of it, but also being able to be centrally located in the country, more opportunity for our members to bring their owners, their members of their clubs to participate in programs that we have there, or just golf packages, or some of the championships that we're going to have. We're building that facility specifically to hold championships. So we already have on the calendar over the next 13 years, several televised championships with the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship coming there, with the KPMG Women's PGA Championship coming there, the PGA Championship coming there, and other events that we have like our Professional Championship, PGA Junior League Golf, and others. So it's going to be a phenomenal facility, and really what we hope develops into a true home and a hub of golf.
Mm-hmm. Not that we're pushing Susie Whaley out the door yet, but are you looking forward to taking over as president of the PGA later this year?
Yeah, it's very humbling. I'm very honored to serve in a national role and represent our 28,000 plus members around the country. It's been phenomenal the last 3 years in the role and working with Susie and now John Lindert as our new secretary. But it's pretty humbling to think that I'll ascend to that position and be able to represent our members in that way. Hopefully I can portray to the industry and other individuals all the great work that our PGA members do to grow the game, to teach and coach the game, and to operate some of the best facilities around the country.
Yeah, as president, do you already start to think about what you hope to accomplish or bring to the PGA while you serve as president?
Well, Rory, you know me. I'm not that smart, so I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to accomplish the things we want this week. This is really kind of a kickoff of the golf year, you know, having over 1,000 manufacturers here at the merchandise show, over 7,000 PGA professionals in attendance, and roughly 40,000 just industry experts, individuals like yourself that are passionate promoting the game, decision makers really on what's going to evolve this year in the golf season. So we're really excited about the attendance here. We're really excited about the buzz that we've heard. People are very, very hopeful. A lot of statistics are showing golf on the upswing again. We're looking forward. You know, the tour season's already kicked off on both the men's and the women's tour. Everybody's kind of pointing to Augusta. Our organization's obviously pointing to the PGA Championship, and as you said, later for the Ryder Cup. So I'll worry about those things now, and we'll have more down the road.
Finally, any message just to the golfers out there, what you'd like them to know from the PGA of America?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, play more golf. If you want to enjoy it more, you know, seek out your local PGA professional for lessons and coaching and programs that they have at their facilities. It's an unbelievable game that you can play for a lifetime. If you're not playing now and you're interested in it, reach your local PGA professional for help.